Byron spent 17 days traveling from Nicaragua through Central America to get to the United States. He left his past life behind in search of a better one in America.
I might have better opportunities here because that's what I aim here. Try to find a better place to live, try to feel safe, try to work hard.
Nicaragua is an authoritarian regime, and Byron is now seeking asylum here in America. He didn't want his last name used in this story out of concerns for his safety. When he reached the U.S.-Mexico border, he was allowed to be received by friends where they live, in Whitewater, Wisconsin. At the home's kitchen table, Byron wears a black AC/DC shirt and a crucifix around his neck. He's growing his hair out. The cold is still something he's getting used to, and he thinks it'll help him stay warmer in the winter. But the 27-year-old also says he feels happy and grateful to be here.
I really like it. I mean, I love, that's why I never moved from Whitewater. I'm not planning to move, actually.
Byron is just one of the recent immigrants who have settled in the small college town in the past few years. Many of them are refugees from Nicaragua or Venezuela. The city estimates there could be anywhere from 800 to 1,000 of them now living in the city of 15,000. Juana Barajas owns a Mexican grocery store with her family on Main Street. She's now offering items with the Nicaraguan and Venezuelan flags on them and is even making different types of food for the newcomers.
Now, of course, I'm making food, Mexican food, but I'm making like a lot of nacatamales, a lot of, you know, caldos. Well, they don't call them caldos, they call them sopa.
Marjorie Stoneman, who leads the community group Whitewater Unites Lives, also says it's important to welcome the newcomers.
We really want to make sure that people recognize that newcomers to our town are welcome, and that we respect everybody, where they're from, no matter where they're from or what their religion or what their beliefs are.
But the arrivals haven't come without new challenges for the city, as the newcomers have strained public services. Whitewater Police Chief Dan Meyer says in 1 week in January 2022, the city experienced a few major incidents that spurred a citywide discussion about how to deal with the influx. He says police found a family with a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old living inside a 10x10 shed in below zero temperatures. They also found two young children living in an empty building where a fire started.
In a very short span of time, it couldn't be more clear that we had an issue that was needed to be addressed immediately.
Meyer wants to see new funding for an immigrant liaison position and more officers. Ultimately, he says his goal is to better serve the new population.
Whether or not the numbers, you know, say it's 200 or it's 2,000, what matters is our statistics point to a huge need for resources.
Some law enforcement and politicians have claimed that some of the immigrants are connected to the illegal drug trade. Meyer says it's too soon to know if that's actually occurring or not. Southeastern Wisconsin may seem like an unlikely place for such immigration, but many migrants make decisions the same way Byron did. They go where they know someone. When one family or group settles in a spot, they tell others it's safe to come. Immigration attorney Mark Christopher says he believes similar stories are occurring across Wisconsin and other smaller Midwestern cities. He says it could be years until asylum cases for many of the new immigrants are completed. In the meantime, he says they're hard workers and do their best to fit in.
They acclimate themselves into our schools and our community, and in my experience, they bring an extra positive element to any community.
That's been the case for Byron. He's now volunteering at a food pantry to help others like him. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.